Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone.
You can talk to us.
Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot bone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism,
totally private,
fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497.
Fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
Fire Kraken, Whip Smackin,
ooh,
4th of July, from Bonoboville!
Hey.
And we are so happy to be here, sparkling live from the womb room. And as you might notice, my sparkling eye makeup applied by the sparkling Dayton Reigns, Bonobo, brothers
Thank
and sisters.
You.
Yes, here she is. And embarrassed is only part of the game. It's red, white, and blue. So the embarrassment is the red. The white trash is, you know.
Sitting next to me.
across or next to you?
Oh. All right, so White Trash, is that the name of your slave?
Slave Winnie.
Ah, Winnie White Trash. And this, by the way, is the elegant and the sexy Madam Raven Ray.
Woo!
A ray of sparkling fireworks with a Winnie the Pooh, a slave. Yes, and yes, we are celebrating freedom, which is the greatest aphrodisiac. But restraint is a close second. A lot of people choose restraint with freedom. I suppose that Winnie here is choosing it.
Oh, yes, voluntary slavery.
Maybe you're blackmailing him.
Don't really need to.
Ah. And so what enslaves Winnie to you?
Actually, my smelly hockey feet.
Ah, smelly hockey feet. Yes.
You have cute feet. You don't
they don't look like they've been playing hockey. But
I
perhaps.
Isn't that the like debacle here?
And gorgeous shoes.
Come sit over by me on the flag. I think that's okay. That would not be a desecration to have the lovely madam.
He spilt her drink.
Raven Ray. Right. Ass down on Old Glory. Woohoo!
Uh-oh.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Freedom Day. And
thank you.
I say that to a slave keeper. Yes.
And I was about to say, the irony is just fun.
Come close. Risk. Yes. Latex, yes. Oh, is this latex?
No, it's not actually. No, it just kind of looks like it.
It just plays latex on TV. Yes. Happy 4th.
Happy sexy 4th.
Yes. So we last had you on the show on another holiday, which was Lupercalia. You've always got me wearing red.
You know, it's a popular favorite.
And tonight, it's our 4th of July Eve. And we also saw you at DomCon, where you were a fabulous MC.
Well, thank you. I was so nervous.
Yes, really? You were nervous.
I was, because I had no real prep time. I was at something literally 20 minutes before, and they told me they'd put me at last, and
they
went ahead, and they're like,
"Oh, Raven." The proverbial they, yes. Well, they thought that you were primed to shine. That's all they thought, and you were.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely.
It was fun.
And besides, what is nervousness, Dayton?
Oh, I'm nervous all the time.
No,
hi.
But what does nervousness mean?
Nervous means excitement. That's what I learned from Dr.
Sometimes.
Susan. I'm nervous all the time about everything, any kind of radio.
Yes.
Or
sometimes it's because an alligator is going to eat you. But mostly it's because
I haven't
of
gone
excitement.
To Disneyland in a while.
It's an exciting thing. It's a good thing. It's just adventure. Yeah. Something new.
It was actually just me really wanting to pronounce everything right. And I failed miserably.
Really?
But you're so pretty. Everyone loves
you. Let's mispronounce something.
Oh, God. Just put something in front of me and have me read it without, like, going over it 20 times.
Anything.
Anything.
Okay.
I'm not exactly Ron Burgundy.
You're way prettier. That's
read
for sure.
It.
Well, see, that's the evolution of peace through pleasure.
That was beautiful.
That was good.
Very eloquent. Yes, nicely done. With no practice.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
They should make you have to read it. You should just go off the cuff. Mm. You'd probably do
better. It was a lot of like people's companies' names. Mm. And, you know, spellings on companies are not exactly phonetic.
Well,
I know.
Yeah,
well, phonetic spelling is the best way. Then you can read it. It's when it's non-phonetic.
So, Dom Con. Speaking of phonetic. Yeah. It's very phonetic. And we love Doms and certain kinds of cons. Not the Trump kind, right?
Womp, womp.
But
unless you're me,
like
again.
Maybe like Conrad Hilton, who you know, founded the Hilton Hotels and sired, you know.
I gotta thank them. I stay in them often. So.
Paris Hilton and Amore Hilton. Well, maybe not Amore Hilton, but who's
she's
the
cute.
Oh well, yes, she is a Hilton. And, yeah, they also, you know, were the host to DomCon, which to, you know, elder states women like myself and men like Max is, like, kind of amazing because, you know, you didn't have Doms and that kind of cons getting together in the Hilton in our day.
In
you know.
The Hilton?
No.
No, yeah. Right?
No way.
Although
that took a second.
Conrad and Zsa Zsa maybe should have taken some classes at DomCon, I think, because they had a little problem with that. That's what I read. I read Gabor? That. Can't believe everything you read. Zsa Zsa Gabor was married.
She's fabulous.
To,
well, what's wrong with her?
Well, she had a little.
She slapped a police officer.
Well, yes, yeah, she. Maybe, you know, that's true. She slapped a police officer. And got applauded for that.
Yeah, we can't hear
her. Conrad did not get applauded for what she accused him of. So
what was?
Which I am not a gossip like yourself. I am going to introduce.
She's like, you know,
and then. Dr. Susie?
Yes.
Zsa Zsa actually wrote about that.
She wrote about Conrad or about the police officer?
About the police officer.
Oh, yes. Well, she was
no,
very
no,
proud
in
of
the
that.
Brentwood blah blah.
Oh.
She contributed that
and
along
Max
with the
was
police
the
officer.
Of the Brentwood blah.
Along with the police officer.
He makes contributed sense. Also.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was very happy to
get
some
picture of himself.
Out of that.
And
yes.
She was a sexy, she's a sexy woman at the time. She slapped him. She wore these sexy low cut shirts.
Yeah.
He probably liked it. Might have been a fetish.
Well, but you know, then there's these issues of consent.
May I slap you?
Is the may I slap? Now, the police officer obviously was okay with it and in fact, happy
Don't
about it.
It.
And he
probably paid
deserved.
Her later.
She took a guess, but I guess Conrad took a guess with her and, you know.
Oh, well. Was she soliciting?
Okay.
Man, she, I have
okay, she accused him of rape, but I don't know if he actually did that. And you know,
Nobody
nowadays
does.
You know, well, there's a lot of that. It's going around these
Only
days,
him
but
and
it's
her
gone
know.
Around before, and
like
and you know, it's sometimes is
sad.
True, and sometimes not, and certainly when it's true, it's a terrible thing.
Mm. One of the Hiltons just got 6 months in prison.
One of the what?
One of the Hiltons got 6 months in jail, actually.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a big difference.
Yeah, for disrupting an airplane flight and calling the these peasants.
Ah, raping their ears with his his elitism.
These peasants.
Murderous.
Peasants. Wow. Now, if Trump said that, he'd get an uptick in votes. That's how you say it. Oh, my goddess. So you are here on the 4th of July and looking very elegant. And you have this slave named Winnie.
Yes, slave Winnie.
Did you name him that?
It kind of evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does he do?
Well, he's a life slave. So he actually dedicated his life into slavery. He's contracted into slavery. We did a ceremony. However, about a year ago, and during FetishCon last year, you kind of fucked up huge, right?
He has to talk on a microphone.
I can hold the mic for him.
No, it's okay. Oh. Nobody really needs to hear him.
No,
well,
they want to. Hold
okay,
on.
I want to with fine. All. Do request and respect, and please, you know, he has an interesting perspective on the
Hold
day we celebrate freedom. We have a slave who is quite a slave. Now, we also
Pissed.
Have Jackie Kay. Blue, who seems to like to be a part-time slave. But
I have been a lifestyle slave.
A lifestyle.
Jackie, you can scoot
been.
Over one.
Scoot. Scoot,
so you're closer.
Girl.
We're
Whoa.
Talking about a lifestyle slave.
24/7, mm-hmm. 365 days a year, et cetera.
Was it for you?
At the time, yes, it was. Oh. Yes. And it was an excellent experience for me.
Right.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
helped
because
me become a better person.
You have the freedom not to do that. In this,
right, or
I
the
think.
Freedom to do that.
Yes, we have the freedom
it's
to
choice.
Or not to do that.
It's really knowing yourself either way.
Right. And what do you know about yourself that makes you want to take his freedom?
Everything.
Everything about yourself.
Yeah, it's, you know what, I just realized there was a long time where I just kind of did what I did, mm-hmm. and then I realized there was a name for it.
Yes. Yes. Were you bossed people around, you mean?
Yeah, like, I was a really bad stripper, okay? Like, I couldn't, I would actually hold conversations, and I'd put on, like, shows, and it was fun. I was a really bad stripper.
You were a bad stripper.
How were you a bad stripper? What?
I can't imagine that myself.
No, I made no money. It was terrible.
What?
I was
you made no money?
Because I was, like, good at it. Like, but not.
Do you want to take a lesson right now?
How did you not make any money?
I would talk to people.
I talked to them. They love me.
I did too, but like, I'm great, after you know? A while, they're like, will you marry me? And I'm like, no, give me $20.
All right, so you're not a stripper.
Yeah, they all ask you to marry me. They're telling me yes. That's how you keep getting the money, Madam Ray.
No, actually, I would just end up like looking at them in their eye and just be like, go now. And I would just take them to the back and do a dance. And when they played the wandering hand game.
The wandering hand game.
Oh. Yeah, they'd throw them above their head, and then they'd be up there. And of course, they'd sit there and try to be like, "Can I just? Will it just reach? Well, it doesn't reach ever." So,
so you're holding their hands.
So I'm holding their hands up, and then I would actually
little
like
wrist here is so powerful.
Well, how especially with my heel in their dick. Like, it actually, like, after a while, I got really annoyed, and I would just put my heel in their dick.
You have to give the details.
Yeah.
And this would keep going for, like, 6 songs. I'm like, why is this working?
Wow, heel in the dick. And you'd be balanced on the other heel.
Yeah, I just, I
do you do that with Winnie? Or something similar?
No, with Winnie, he's a very huge. I mean, he's a good bottom. He's a good pain slut.
Okay.
He likes to take the crop and the whip and the flogger.
The crop and the whip and the flogger.
Yeah.
All right.
He fucks up a lot.
Has he fucked up recently?
Oh yeah.
How did he fuck up?
Right. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna get a spanking.
Hey, Slave Winnie. What was the last thing that you did to piss me off? That you fucked up with.
Put the money in the wrong account, madam.
Oh.
Money
yeah.
in the wrong account.
That was a big one.
Oh, that would piss me off.
Put that slave on the fucking cross.
Yeah, he's a financial slave. So there's a lot of financial. Yeah, he's a financial slave. Like,
those are tough.
What's a financial slave?
I don't play games with money.
Well,
they are. Yeah, you explain it.
With him, it's not bad.
Like, I actually punish him through money. So a lot of his punishments are through money. When he fucks up, I time everything. Like, this is worth X amount of time, which is worth X amount of money. So at the end of the day, he does a lot of cleaning at the house. He does a lot of chores. And if it's done improperly or if it's done wrong or things are put in the wrong spot, even though they're fucking labeled. Then
whoa.
I will go ahead and incorporate some punishment. Which
does
would be a dollar
money?
Amount and a physical punishment.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. So it's complicated. It's accounting, you know, and it's it's coaching, and
yes.
And there's a willful disobedience going on because there's a desire for punishment as an aphrodisiac, and yet you don't want to be too disobedient, or you really make the mistress go, you know, fuck you, goodbye.
Especially, yeah, he's a life slave, and he was disowned, actually.
Yes.
What?
So he was.
I can imagine.
He was officially disowned, so
yes.
I will not like completely own him from all of his fuck ups.
You officially disowned him.
I did.
Not just it happening in
Are
general.
Are you okay?
Is who okay?
Winnie.
Right. Is Winnie? Winnie looks perfectly
it's been a,
fine.
It's been a hard
in fact,
road.
Winnie, you should. Can we get him over here?
Can we please? Because my drink's on the floor.
Okay, get her drink off of the floor. On your knees. Yeah, okay. Those shoes. Winnie. Oh, my God. And that ass. Jesus. All right.
Well,
he looks like a kind of an executioner's assistant or something. or a
gladiator.
Well, kind of.
Gladiator combo, stripper boy. Executive,
he's like my pool boy, except he's really out of shape. It's okay.
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah, a little out of shape. You could punish him for that, certainly.
Oh, I do.
You seem very in shape yourself. And how do you stay in shape? Is it from smacking people?
I play hockey.
It's the firecracking, whip smacking hockey player.
I'm a goalie.
Hockey.
Oh
now that's
God.
Dangerous.
The hell?
I'm
you have all your teeth?
I'm a goalie in a men's league.
Didn't Tiger Woods? Oh no, she hit him with a golf club. But a hockey puck or what is it? A
hockey stick?
Hockey stick.
Oh yeah.
Could do
Suspicious.
Some.
Have a larger stick than most.
Have you hit his behind? Do you ever hit his behind?
with a hockey
Ooh.
Stick.
Ooh. I haven't Maybe actually got you with my stick idea. Yet. Have
Not
I?
The head.
No, madam, you haven't.
Oh.
Huh.
He does have a nice voice.
I feel a
voice.
Clip coming on.
Can you get him to say something again?
Which one?
I liked his voice.
Oh, say, Dr. Susan Block, I think your outfit is very sexy.
Dr. Susan Block, I think your outfit is very sexy.
Nice.
He has a nice voice.
Ooh, okay. But you're still getting punished.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, that was cute.
In fact, we can't wait to hear the cries of pain. So we hear that there's something that you do called Smack That Bitch Up.
Yeah, it's been really fun. So at FetishCon the last couple years at the pool, the songs come on, and somebody has always, like, volunteered their ass, particularly at that moment, and it's been grand. And it's just kind of something that happens now. When that song comes on, it's just kind of fun, and it kind of takes you back to those really fun moments. I was actually with Muffy, Bubble Butt Sissy, and yeah, she
Muffy Bubble Butt Sissy.
She was my volunteer slave at the FetishCon pool during the song.
Oh my goodness!
Oh yes! Oh, it was fun.
What does that mean? Go ahead, Jackie. Sorry,
I'm not sure. I just want to see the bitch smacked up. Right?
Dr. Susan.
Really?
I do. I'm Dr. Susan Block, daughter of the American sexual revelation, and this is Madam Raven Ray about to smack that bitch up.
Yes, please.
You want me to hold your drink while you do it?
We are assembling now for our
positions. I will hold your drink.
Yes. It is a red drink for the 4th of July. And we are assembled in the room.
She might
live from Bonoboville. And yes. Madam Raven Ray is getting her equipment ready for the bitch smacking.
Ooh, I've never seen a paddle like that before. I know. I can only imagine. Okay.
It's very elegant, though. She has a plexiglass paddle. It's a lady paddle. It's a lady paddle. It's definitely a kind of, you know, 2016 paddle, right?
It's leather by Danny, and he gave me this as a token of his appreciation. I promote him often.
What is that made of?
So he's amazing, and his products are amazing, and this is one of my favorite tools ever.
All right, let's...
That looks wonderful.
Let's see it. Oh, yeah. All right, you're going to have to sit there and suffer, Jackie. While somebody else gets whacked.
Oh,
for a
God,
moment.
This is hell.
Yeah, I know. When you're a sub, hell is other people getting whacked. But it's a divine sort of hell. Okay, so here we have the... Now, I think I've heard that this is going to take up some room. So perhaps you ladies should get on the bed with me.
Oh.
Right? And we should sort of... back our bitches up, or our butts up.
I don't want anything.
And hang out. We don't want to get
you're
smacked.
You're poor little buddy.
She's going to... What are
you
going to do?
You can spank
gonna,
me later
like,
with your hand
really
or something.
Really use your...
So. I know.
Okay. So, Jackie Blue in white. Yeah. And here she is, Madam Raven Ray.
Jackie, I think you mean...
Are you sure you want to wear that skirt, Madam Raven Ray? Because it might get in your way. You could take it off and really look hot.
Here, I'll hold all your things.
Okay, and so Madam Raven
Ray. Oh my goodness, Madam Raven Ray is so sexy.
Oh,
look at this.
Yeah, that's amazing.
You have a great, you're so sexy. I'll hold your dress.
Oh, now we're very, very excited. And I want to just say, if you want to, you could take off that top.
My goodness.
It's hot.
And I will hold
really,
on to this.
Really hot,
yeah, it is really hot.
You're so
yeah.
sexy, though. Look yeah. at your body and your
layers.
Go. And here she goes.
See, I told you I'm a really bad stripper.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, that's a turtleneck.
Well.
Most strippers don't
yeah,
wear turtlenecks.
Yeah, you're doing
no offense.
Really, really well pulling out of that thing. That is just
I'm bad at my job, okay?
Interesting.
You're not. You're a dom, not a stripper, right?
Oh, wow, look at this top. Okay, all right. Did we like that?
Woo!
That was beautiful.
And we just want to let you know if you want to take anything else off, that would be also
fun. Feel free.
You're sexy and you're wow. fine.
I do it every week.
She deserves her name of Sexy Raven Ray.
Okay, and your shoes are super cute, too. Oh, my mics are good.
Yeah, yeah. So now you don't need to talk at two mics. Okay.
Now we lost everything.
We lost everything. Okay.
Sound.
So we should kind of back
oh, there
up,
we go. Wait, we're back. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, look at her bend over. Look at her
little butt. Look at that little butt.
She has that dimple when she bends over.
Yeah.
That's nice.
She works out.
That's okay. Don't tell anybody.
Right. This is very all-American.
I am very afraid of this plexiglass thing, but I'm kind of curious.
I think it's all something to be a little afraid of. And remember, fear can be an aphrodisiac. A little bit of fear is like spice.
Look at the pretty mark it makes on
him. Your 4th of July hot dog. They're too much. Spoils the meat. And we're tenderizing the meat.
Wow.
Right now. Here. Oh, look at the panties. I'm.
Wow.
Kind of.
I don't have much to say other than wow, because he has a really nice
yeah.
butt.
You know,
it's not hairy.
It's not as bad as his stomach. No, he's a good looking guy. I will say that. I'm being a little, you know.
It's fine. I just
humiliating,
saying,
right?
I think it looks good. At least it's not hairy.
No, it's nice. Right.
Ow.
Right.
Oh.
But she is
right?
leaving the leather down, so she's.
Ow.
That's a cushion in a way. Although it does have studs.
Dr. Susan, look at this. He's not even making a move. He's not even saying anything. She's just whacking it. Left.
Ah. Yes. Whoa. It's.
Ow.
You know, like a kind of fireworks. It is. You can almost see the sparks yeah. flying from his ass because of the studs.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Harder. Hit him harder. I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
Nice.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I kind of am because I don't want it done to me.
Too.
Well, it's not being done to you.
Right.
I know that Madam Raven Ray is a very sensitive soul. I know that about her because she treated you very very sweetly.
Every
but
time.
This guy, she's like the firecracking, whip smacking daughter of the American
Ow!
Revelation.
Ooh, he buckled his knee. Ooh, and
Madam
another
Raven
knee
Ray.
I feel like I'm commentating a sports game or something.
We.
And Dave,
very
good
bonobo.
Job it,
you know, bonobos are femdoms. That was my talk at DomCon.
Oh, no, now the writing propped up.
And, you know, because we have such a complicated society, sometimes we need to whack them with implements. Just like we eat with fork and spoon.
I know exactly what
he's
feeling right now.
Yes.
I know how she's feeling right now, and she probably feels so good.
Can you whack him with this just for some pictures?
Very lightly.
Don't worry, it won't hurt, slave man.
Very lightly.
Winnie.
Yeah,
is that
even break it.
Incorrect?
It's 99 cents still. Yeah.
Ooh, and the light flashes off of there like a... Oh, it broke it.
Oh.
Oh, no,
no
it's lighting.
No, it goes on and off. It's all right.
On and off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Woo.
So put it between his butt cheeks.
Ow, his balls.
Whoa.
Ooh, she's smacking him in the balls.
Oh, ah. She is doing that for sure, smacking him in the balls. Wow. And I don't know that he really likes all of this. He's a money slave.
I'm kind of a money slave.
It's different from being a masochist.
I just don't want to get beat.
A slave, right? Is he a masochist? He is. He enjoys the pain.
He's definitely both.
Oh, he's both. Okay.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad he enjoys the pain.
Okay.
I do like it better if my guests enjoy themselves. He's a hard bottom. And let's have a look at that bottom. Let's see the bottom, please.
Get a close-up of this weltery over here.
But can we lift some of the slats?
What do you call it?
I got the sides.
That's a good word.
Slats, yeah.
Weltery.
Hang on to that word.
We have panties on here. I mean, he's got this whole masculine getup.
Look at this side. It's bad.
Give a little ice.
The panties. There is
Can I get involved? Could you just turn your ass to the camera? There you go. How about this thigh?
Yeah.
This looks fabulous.
Thank you.
We like, I guess you guys are proud of your bruises,
that's
right?
Good, thank you.
Very.
Not too close. It's kind of, you know.
Ooh, ouch.
Okay, yeah. That more pull out. Thank you.
My mom.
Right. And show her beautiful hands. Yeah.
I got some pictures to show you.
Whoops.
Are you okay, Winnie, the slave? Or okay.
Slave Winnie, are you okay?
Nurse Dayton wants to be sure.
Hit him again.
Well,
smack him.
Only in the oh, well, sure. I could use that plastic stick on some people, but not he has never done anything to me.
Well,
he's done something to me.
Right, so that's okay. You
right,
did it.
So, but I could transfer that to you. Like, I could gift you some of his
lashings. I'm not going to hit him.
There's actually 110 lashings that he has incurred during the last couple months. So if you would like to...
No, I don't. No, thank you.
Be gifted a few. Would you like to be
gifted
a few?
Dr. Susan might want to.
Ah. Well, you know, of course I want to give him a book spanking because I am
he needs to learn some manners.
Who needs to do some PR.
Every boy needs to
learn
manners.
So you need to position
him. You're in Cosmo. You don't need... You have all the PR.
Well, I
you are in Cosmo
a good
right
shot
now. You're doing
of
all these things.
That's abject slave.
Oh my goodness!
Me, you know,
here, let me get out of the way.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Like when you do that, does he get an erection?
Yeah,
at
yeah,
all?
Yeah.
Pull. Look, his
balls are all.
Can we get you a
sometimes.
Little farther?
Excuse me,
Dr.
Susie. I'm trying to ask a question.
Yes. Go closer, Winnie. No, to the,
to me. Yeah. There
so,
we go.
Okay. So does when?
Yeah. Right here.
Does he get an erection or?
I wish I could have castrated him a long
time
ago.
His balls
no.
are just tucked in the lace right here.
Yeah.
Does that hurt? I'm not hurting you. I'm just feeling through the lace.
Can I ask a question? Can everybody be quiet for 1 minute, please?
his balls are a very delicate issue.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really played with him too much.
Too much.
No. I'm still waiting for them to drop.
To drop.
To drop.
Drop. What does that mean?
That means he just really has an oversized clit, and we don't really call him balls or a penis anymore.
Oh, I see.
So do we have castration fantasies?
Oh, well, I used to live on a farm, and gelding was a personal favorite, so... By all means.
So
I like you.
I'm spanking him with the bonobo way.
Oh, yes.
Because it seems that you have a bonobo relationship where you are his femdom.
I am.
And that, of course, by some is considered unnatural that the female dominates the male. Because,
that's a
of
thing?
Course, that's.
People don't know that?
Well, you know, gorillas, the male is the dominant. He's got a harem of. Females and among common chimps, the males are very dominant. They rape the females as a matter of course. And among the females, it's everyone for herself. So they get raped a lot and sometimes murdered. Now, Bonoboville is
it's
a
like
very
lions.
Different place with femdoms like you.
Hmm.
Well, they're hairier than you.
Thank God.
Well, I mean, they're cute, but they're I don't know. They're apes. Well, we're apes too.
I was about to say it. We're not really that far off.
No,
are
no,
we?
We're all yeah. apes.
We just
it's
talk.
Just
no, but their hairdressers aren't as good.
Man, even more.
Her hair is bad, right, Max? They have bad hair.
You should be like. I don't know. Can he do something
what
for you?
Like him to do?
I think he should worship your feet while I give him his wax.
With those fabulous shoes. Yeah. Shoes
Winnie?
Should.
Yes,
never
you
mind
please
the
clean
shoes.
My toes?
How about the feet?
Oh, no.
Clean my toes while they're in my shoes.
Oh,
hold on.
There he goes.
Hold on.
You get the wires out of the way.
I got this. I got this. Okay.
Here. Come. Okay. But don't. Yeah. There. There we go. And
yes,
now
like
we
clean.
Have some interesting submission, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He is. He is.
Usually I have him clean underneath my toenails, but I just cut them.
Underneath your toenails.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to have that fungus develop,
no,
right?
No, God, no.
All right. And you know, that's what slaves are for. Right. Does he like doing that? Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay. Okay. And bonobo females do often, you know, get groomed by other females and the males, so they probably would be doing quite something like that, licking and cleaning the
yeah,
fungus
no,
out.
It sounds like Thursday night.
Wherever toenails, they certainly are foot fetishists and they whack each other sometimes. And the thing about bonobos is they don't kill each other, unlike all the other great apes.
Yeah.
And that's because they're female empowered.
High five.
Woo.
High five.
High five. Yes.
And, yeah, right.
Absolutely.
High, we're a little like high six or four, I think. But, you know, the idea is there. And, yeah, we have this beautiful work of art behind us, by the way, that we got
it's new.
At our... Yeah, it is new, and we're going to put it in the gallery eventually. But right now, we're exhibiting our Bonobo Way graphic recording by Terry LeBan, which was done during my talk at ASECT on the Bonobo Way of Inclusivity. See, I did inclusivity for the sex therapists, and I did femdom for the Dom Connors. So I'm a saleswoman. What can I say?
That's marketing at its greatest.
I'm just selling off different pieces of the Bonobo Way. Max once told me this analogy about everything, kind of like it was rice. You know what I mean by rice? Right?
Take it.
You know, you have a piece of rice and you,
I want you to
use all the different parts. So the Bonobo Way has all these different parts. I think Max is eating rice right now.
Oh, I'm just yeah. sitting. I know I'm chewing and stuff. And
rice.
I'm good. Drinking it.
Oh, yes.
Igor's here, too.
Ah, Monsieur Igor, the wolf. Oh! Yes, indeed. All right, well, this is some very, very lovely foot play we have here with your lovely feet. And now she's getting out of her shoes.
Oh. Thank God.
This is just the lovely svelte body and booty of Madame Raven Ray. And how do you usually celebrate 4th of July?
Ooh.
Do you like fireworks?
Yeah, I usually do something really illegal.
Okay.
I go down to Arizona.
I
want to
hear what?
You go to Arizona? What
yeah,
are you doing?
Yeah, we go
at?
To Arizona and just buy a shit ton of fireworks. And
oh,
go
that's
to like
awesome.
Camarillo.
Oh,
where
we don't do anything like that.
And
here.
Just light the hell out of them.
That's great.
It's amazing. But this year we didn't go, but we heard that they're actually right on like La Cienega where they're selling fireworks.
Yeah,
that's right. Right, like
yeah,
okay.
It's legal. It's legal in Inglewood.
Right. Okay. That's well. Or do you, or is that just a game?
Something.
Of, is that a gunshot or
no,
a firework?
No.
I play that game every
that's
year too when I roll through.
That is a game we play in Inglewood. I saw some big fireworks going off tonight.
Ooh, I love fireworks.
Yes. Yeah. Why do you love fireworks?
Well, I grew up in the Northwest,
yes.
and Fort Vancouver has the biggest fireworks show
uh-huh.
this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
And so we would go there every year, And I had no idea that fireworks show were actually really small compared to that.
So yeah, yeah. So this was the kind you would lay down on a blanket and
oh yeah, for like an hour, and you just keep thinking that it's
orgasms for the eyes.
Oh, I was just it's an eyegasm.
Exploding, yes, eyegasms.
It's an eyegasm of colors, and they do shapes and like a whole story. And every year it's completely different. They have a different theme.
It's the perfect date, guys, because women feel this way. I mean, I guess guys
yeah,
do too.
It's very true. It's
and
very
some
powerful.
Of them, some of them are just these chrysanthemum explosions. Here we are, yeah, with
see?
Our sparklers.
See, it's excitement right there.
And some of them are just like these. It's like sperm shooting out from. Yeah, see, that was a
holy
spermy
center.
One. There you go. It's like it shoots out. Gonzo did that ejaculation. It
that
is
was a big
it's
ejaculation.
It's a ejaculation of fire. So you pyromaniacs, I do understand. And you got to be careful about it because, you know, it's dangerous. But it's fun. You know, you got to always be careful about your fun.
And your fire.
Because, you know, I want you all to have fun and shoot fireworks, but don't be shooting off your fingers. Because how are you going to finger anybody with no fingers?
I was going to say, jerking off is going to be really difficult.
You can't even finger yourself with no fingers, let alone somebody else. And
it's a sad story.
Oh, yeah. It's a sad, sad story. This is very dangerous stuff. But, you know.
In between my toes. Like
look at this.
You got to have fun.
This toe-sucking here. This is quite a.
This is very elaborate toe-sucking. Yes, it is.
Do you like people sucking your toes?
I do. It feels very empowering.
I like it too.
I mean, it feels good. I'm very hypersensitive, so for me it feels good, but it's also very empowering.
Yes, may I hold your slave's head?
You may.
I feel like you got to ask these days, every step, right?
No, you got to ask. It's everything.
Always.
That's true.
Trying.
Not PC.
Trying.
All right. Get the notary public.
I'm not PC.
So at this point, I'm wondering if we should have a Bonoboville communion.
I love
just
communion.
Before you'd love to be in, and you are so in Dayton, and
I'm just wondering how the boobies stayed in.
Right, but wouldn't you like to see them come out?
Yeah.
Right? Am I right? Can I have some support out there?
I've been waiting for
this. Bonoboville to see the boobies come out. There they go and come.
It's
and
simple. It's just the wife beater.
And it's
I'm wondering how it stayed on.
Come over and okay. So who's going to take Bonoboville communion?
I can sit on his back. Okay.
Would you like to lick it up from the altar of our best altar
yes.
girl of 2015?
Yes.
Yay.
That didn't take much. All right, so
yay me,
Rhonda Jeremy rum seems like it goes with, you know, the 4th of July. I don't know why do I think that? Oh, because he's mayor of Bonoboville, you know, which is a political position, mayor of Bonoboville, and you know he was just here at our anniversary, and so do you like this or?
I don't know if I can mix. I've been drinking vodka. I don't know if I can mix.
Okay.
Oy vey.
Oy. No, it's
or
okay.
Or we have.
Well, we do have agua. It's green and it's delicious, and
it's herbal.
Herbal. And
that should be okay.
We could
scary.
Do that.
I'm okay.
I was just trying to be color coordinated.
We're okay with herbal.
Herbal is
anything
good.
Anything herbal.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. So, where's my bartender? Actually, could we have the
bartender? We're missing a bartender.
Hollywood Jake.
I thought we had a substitute.
Yeah, we do. We have
my
a couple
Gemini
of them.
My Gemini brother. Yes. Could he make yes. an appearance?
Would the substitute bartender?
Well, I was just wondering if the bartender could just come forward and pour a glass.
Come
of
hither.
I could pour it. I'm here.
Yes, here she. Here
well,
he comes.
Well, I think he'd like to come forward, and I think. He's
oh,
he's
it's piano
he's
player.
He's looking good, you know.
See,
he's a piano
I love
player.
A sexy time. I do.
I'd come either way.
Yeah, see? Yeah. He's
hey, so as long as you come.
Okay,
okay
so there's the agua that's right over right. there. I can't reach it. So yes,
you
thank you
butt.
So much. All right. So yeah,
can
so that's
that?
Why I thought I'd ask the bartender to come over. You
I
know,
love that answer. Do thank you.
Like
I'm sorry, you can do whatever you want, my dear.
You know, use our men as sex
this
objects.
This side seems a it's so
you got a problem with that?
No, I feel sad.
Thank you. Wow, that's a heavy duty.
Hold on, that's my shot. Let's just save that one for my communion. Give someone.
Oh, but that's all there is.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
So
son wait. Of a nutcracker.
This is it. This is it. Okay, we're gonna separate them. And one of them is, I see, you put it in the glass one, which is nice. That's going to go for
all right.
I'm just glad I had a shit ton of barbecue earlier.
Dayton, you're going to have to drink the plastic
I'm going
to
do my communion off your vagina.
Oh.
What?
I'm going to do my communion off your vagina.
With your permission, of course.
Not like super vagina, but half all right. vagina.
That,
half
vagina.
Well, are we negotiating?
Would be it.
I'm negotiating anything I can get.
So. All right, let's hear it for Nori,
all
the
right.
bartender.
Ow! With the cute butt.
And his cute butt. All right. And so, you hear that?
Ow!
All right, so now we will have communion. And did you grow up with what religion?
My dad was a non-denominational Foursquare Christian pastor.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, right. I think everything's about aliens now.
Mm. And your mom?
My mom was a very agnostic hippie.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting combination.
Yeah,
so
I had to find truth
was he
somewhere.
Kind of was he an amen and an well, I mean.
Well, my grandparents answered the phone. Jesus loves you.
Oh God.
Mm. Oh yeah. No, they were from the Bronx.
All righty, that's it.
They were from the Bronx. They answered the phone. Jesus right. loves you, and I answer back. Really?
Well, we think Jesus.
Even after what I did today.
And God and Allah and Buddha and all the deities, especially Pan and Aphrodite.
But now I'm
love
Wiccan.
You. Right, there
yes,
you go.
But now I'm Wiccan. I've actually found the way.
All right. So this is a Wiccanization in a way, but it's not really. It's the Bonoboville communion. That's what it is. And this is our altar girl, number one. I mean, you could also be an altar girl, and apparently our altar girl would like you to be the altar girl. But in any case, now you could, I mean... You
what
get into
want
some
me to do?
You are going to present your altar.
Well, I can straddle him.
Well, all right then.
I was just getting all sorts of awesome in my
straddle
fucked up
him.
Religious head.
Sounds good. You know, I like my people to do
you
what they want.
Welcome to the show.
And so here we are. So first you lick. I'll hold your mic. First you lick the altar.
Am I hurting you, sir?
Here, you hold the mic for them. Just hold it over here. Yeah.
Because I care. Okay, I'm not a dom. I'm a porn star. Different. Okay?
Totally, I get it. But please don't care.
Okay, I'll try not to, but I really will.
We have Madame Raven Ray celebrating the 4th of July with a big suck.
So good.
Dayton Rains.
I've never had a dom.
Potato salad. I mean, tits.
Potato salad.
Well, that's a 4th of July thing. I don't know.
Okay,
mounds of potatoes. You know. Jello mounds. With cherries on top. And so, now, we salt the mounds. Right. That's why I was thinking more potato salad. Because there's a salting of the things. Wait, I have to put a little more salt on this piece of... potato salad, yeah. And now you lick the body of the Lord, the lady. I mean,
goddess.
Trans, beauty, whatever. Goddess.
Really, Dr. Susan? We all fucking know I'm not trans.
Well, I was just trying to include everybody. I was trying to be inclusive.
Ha ha ha.
I am inclusive.
Either way, they're nice.
To
heavy,
a fault.
So, okay.
Okay, so here we go. There's something transient about all of us, isn't there? Something transformational about all of us. We all transform when we do the show. And we're doing the show. Live from Bonoboville. And it's Bonoboville Communion with such a beautiful suckle going on here.
I wish you could take a picture of your face.
All right. And... There's a lovely feeling.
I love you.
And there's love. There's love. There's love. There's Bonoboville communion.
I'm hurting your slave
and
my weight is hurting you.
So much love. And now you're gonna.
Let me enjoy this.
She's enjoying it so. You go ahead and enjoy it some more. Yeah, yeah. I mean, usually we go to the drink part, but honestly, this is fine. She's enjoying herself, and you know that's what you do on the 4th of July. You eat. Usually just like hot dogs and hamburgers.
Are you going to give her?
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, this is the second part.
Don't mean it.
Well, now here we go. We can. Okay, protocol is, you know, that she would pour it and lay back, but you would have to switch positions as I. Okay, so now, no. Look at this. This is kind of interesting, though. I like the mistakes that are made. There. Uh huh. Yeah. Okay.
Just lay your head back into my breasts.
Ah. Okay. Here we go. And you hold that. Uh huh. Uh huh. And lay back. And yes. Beautiful. Nice. And the kiss.
You look like you came
the
bloody
vagina.
That's
the kiss of messing up your makeup. But I think we're almost about time to. Oops. Okay, here we go. We are almost about time for break, or how are we doing? Okay, so can we do a break now? This would be when we start asking for wipies. It seems like it's a good time. So I would say we're going to take a break. So get your wipies, do your business, but don't come yet. And
I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works.
from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte Bardot.
Whoa! Yeah. Holy shit! Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, okay. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong. Princesse en français. Oui, oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. And let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home. Take it.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh,
don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Test, test, test. Whoa, there I am. There is about a this is the Womb Room in Bonoboville. And just in case you just tuned in, this is a show about sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
Amen.
All right.
Oops, A, women. Woo.
And we are celebrating Freedom Day. You know, we all have the freedom to be enslaved if we want. And Madam Raven Ray has a slave. Jackie Blue has been a
Yeah, what
slave.
Do you got?
And we're here to support all kinds of sexual lifestyles. We are here to support sexual freedom. Freedom of expression. as long as it's consensual. And freedom to be who you want to be. Slave or mistress?
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck. Oh, is that a Two Live Crew song?
Nope, that's Wednesday.
Wow, so.
That's good.
You give it to him with a strap on?
Not yet.
Oh.
He's not ready for that. He's not ready for all that yet.
Oh. No, he's not?
He's not.
You don't want to?
Well,
You know what? That's actually a really good question. I actually have been holding off because he has some tummy issues. So he's got some medical
He might get diarrhea.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. IBS and Crohn's is a motherfucker.
Yeah, no,
so
don't
we're good.
Do it.
We're
don't
good.
Do it.
I get my shit off elsewhere. Oh,
okay.
We're good then.
Don't do
There's
it.
There's plenty of others that are very willing.
Yes. Plenty of others that Nobody you will give it to with a strap on. Your
oh,
pegs,
yes.
Your,
oh, yes.
You're a pegstress.
I love to peg.
Oh,
but I do it on film only first, like unless I know you in session for like a while and it's kind of a consensual thing and just kind of happens.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, nah, it's just for film.
Yes, yes.
And oh, I'd love to shoot with you one day.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, oh. Jackie Blue.
Nice
Jackie
to meet you.
Blue is
Here,
back in the womb room.
She can have my seat.
And perhaps she should do a striptease for us.
Oh, no, anything but that.
And present herself
here. Have my
to
seat.
Our guest for what? What are you interested in? We should have a little negotiation, striptease, and spanking on her knees across the bed.
I like a little foot worship too.
Foot
it's just
worship.
It's just my thing.
Okay, that's.
You see, it's actually like I really
problem.
Hate feet. So the thing is, like, I really hate feet, and in
you
my head.
Hate feet.
Yeah, I think feet are fucking
Other
disgusting.
Feet.
No,
really?
My feet even. Like I,
really?
I
really you have
even,
cute feet.
I don't care. I wouldn't even touch my feet. I
what
pay people to touch
feet?
My feet.
Oh.
I pay, you I know,
what about
pay
what about other girls'
feet?
Feet? You know, not
No, yet. She oh. doesn't
no,
like
she doesn't like
feet.
Any feet.
I don't know.
Okay.
I was a skateboarder for a long time yeah. and playing hockey
right, the hockey girl feet.
Dr. Susan, I actually like feet. I have a foot fetish.
Right, right, right. Well, not everyone does.
In the airport, I like to look at people's toes.
I love wearing flip-flops in the airport
just
for people to look from the feet up.
For your delicate foot. You
wear those feet.
You have powerful toes.
She does. Look at these toes. Look at her polish. It looks nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's. I cut them. I trimmed them. They're short. Usually, mine have long nails. So.
I've seen it on Twitter.
Yeah, usually,
so
they're long.
I think
it's a thing.
Jackie
it's a well-paying thing.
Should strip for Old Glory.
Ooh. Right. So do we get rating cards?
I'm as patriotic as any other girl.
You look nice and tan.
God bless America.
Oh, your breasts look nice.
Look at those nipples. They are quite profound. They are very erect. Nipples. And quite a, you could say natural
very
boob
cute.
Going on here. A little smiley face. G-string. Here, I think you should be patriotic for a moment and just wear this around you. Just see how... Just,
oh,
yeah,
that
around
looks
around your
good.
Shoulders.
With the drape.
Right.
Model it.
Yeah. And this is...
God bless America.
Jackie Blue in red, white, and blue.
Looks good.
It looks good on you.
And we're smacking our bitch up. You know, when I first heard this song many years ago, I thought you were saying, snap my picture.
What? Is that like,
snap
I'm not
going to
be your beast of, or your
no,
big
I
suburban?
I thought that's what you were saying.
Your beast of bourbon. my sister always thought it was big suburban.
Oh, beast of bourbon. Yeah. Ah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what
it's funny.
All right, so she is ready to worship, I believe. Is that right, Jackie? You can take the flag off now. And now, okay, so one at a time. Perhaps we'll have doubles in a minute, but we could have doubles. We are running out of time. And one foot goes into Jackie's luscious open mouth.
Soft lips. Ooh, I like in between the toes. Don't miss in between the toes.
Mm. It's like a fabulous curling iron.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, Dr. Susan's instrument's like a fabulous curling iron.
Yes, it looks like a curling iron. It actually is. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm having a togasm right
now. Whoa, Max understands togasms. We love to play with feet. Mm.
Oh, I like my feet.
I love feet.
Like I said,
Max loves feet.
I saw those little girls living in shoes.
Girls, oh,
they're so cute.
Wow, look at Jackie. You're just going to ten. Jackie's a good foot worshiper.
All the way, all of it, in the mouth, all of it.
Everything.
How deep?
Yeah, Jackie knows how to present her butt. And Jackie knows how
to
open wide. This is someone knows how to open wide. And different orifices.
She poked her in the back of the head.
Different orifices are going to open wide. Yes, Jackie.
I do like little scraping on my...
You could put... Because, I don't mind having a lovely woman like your leg just pressing down...
Her skin's beautiful, isn't it?
...on my knee.
This is pretty erotic.
It's very erotic. You
and the
sit
arch,
over here.
Don't forget the arch.
Oh, I can.
Well, don't neglect the arch.
I don't want to mess up the slave man.
No, yeah, well, don't mess him up.
So you can use little teeth there.
Although I have
bad.
A feeling it would be okay to mess him up in a way.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't want it done to me, so I'll not do it to other people.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm not in on my consent.
And we are celebrating our nation's independence.
Thank you for all of our troops that fight for our country.
Amen. I believe that...
I like my independence very much.
Me too. I don't.
Somebody here part Native advantage. American? What? Don't I have... You are part Native
American. I have
American.
A little bit.
This
a
one.
A little bit.
Jackie Blue is Native
American.
I
have so
and
many mixes.
So we have...
I'm half Cherokee, half French.
I always think that's
very important. Oh, I got a little Sioux and a little French.
Is to
it's on the German side.
With people whose
that's
ancestry
very interesting.
I know, right?
Is in the land. Mine just came over with a parole.
See, Daisy. It's okay.
I think my relative just fucked everything
up. Yeah,
walked.
We are celebrating.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm sorry, what happened?
He broke the cup.
What happened?
The cup cracked, man.
The cup cracked? It just cracked?
That sounds like...
You cracked my cup?
Yes.
Go get me another one. Thank you.
It's okay.
He has an issue with taking responsibility, doesn't he? No, he has to be...
Oh, is that the... You
guys. What in the hell?
Okay, we are celebrating the 4th of July before the 4th of July. So, it's quite sparkling. And I must say that Madame Raven Ray's toes are sparkling with the liquid lips and tongue of Jackie Blue.
Are you going to give Jackie Blue a little bit of a spanking? She likes spankings.
I think,
right, Jackie?
Yeah, I think we are.
I like all of it.
She does. She's
well, then is it a reward or punishment?
It's a reward
it's
for
a
how
reward.
Good she licked your toes, baby.
It's always a reward when I get it. Punishments,
then bend over,
I usually get ignored. And that's not good.
I have yet to see when you say no. Now, we always
that's
are very
hot.
Clear here, I think, I hope, on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
We're very
and
clear.
Yeah. And Jackie never says no.
Never. And she's so pretty and fun.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have a task for you, Jackie, to crawl on your knees and pick up my lips on the floor.
Oh.
And, yes. They fell off. She was very good at that. All right. I think she was so good at that, she deserves a spanking from Madame Raven Ray.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, no.
That was very obedient. I'm just going to point that out.
I don't know about
that. There was no fighting that.
Here, I'll hold your mic. Oops, I'm sitting on another one. It's like a big... Uh-oh.
Whoa. Whoa, no.
Here we go. Are you scared?
I think Jackie can handle it. She's a big girl.
I know.
She likes to receive the administrations of pain, pleasure, as she says, pretty much all of it. I'm sure she has her limits. I'm sure. And I think she is a big girl and can tell us what they are, when they occur. And she's not tied up or restrained or gagged.
Right.
So she can always say,
please
stop the fuck that, you know.
You look sexy tonight.
Oh, thank you. I'm feeling very patriotic.
You are very patriotic. Donald Trump would kiss you.
Corsage. Donald Trump would kiss me. That sounds like a punishment. Not.
He's so patriotic. She's so patriotic.
No. And see, I was going to give you Bonoboville communion with Madame Raven Ray, but you might not deserve it now.
Well, I'm saying he would because you're so patriotic. No. That's not a terrible thing.
Well, I think my patriotism.
Want me to clip it for you? Here,
no. I think it's not going to get clipped.
It was.
It's a little bit broken.
Here, hold on. I got it.
Okay. And we are broadcasting live from Bonoboville with Madame Raven Ray administering firework spankings.
Okay,
fire cracking.
Put it in how you want.
Crop smacking. Spanks across the bottom of our regular bottom here at the Dr. Susan Block Show. She's become a regular bottom, I think. What are we doing with this?
Well, you put it in where you want it because I don't want to poke your skin because I don't like the... No, it's not. I bent it. All right. We don't need it. Throw it up. This is crazy.
With all you see, you think this is crazy? Yes. And I know it's the birthday of our favorite barroom rapper. Where is he? Ikor the Wolf. How?
Woo! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we're going to assemble. And
I will smoke if you want.
Okay.
I have a patriotic thing.
In honor of Ikor.
And in honor of you,
and
Madam Raven
me
Ray.
Always. Yeah. And she is our guest of honor.
And Jackie Blue
and
takes
she's
the spanking.
Giving a nice hand spanking to Jackie Blue. Oh, yeah. And here he is, Ikor the Wolf. And let's give a hand to the fabulous hands of Madame Raven Ray all over Jackie Blue's bottom and turning Jackie Blue's bottom red.
White.
White with the panties and definitely blue with the tattoo.
Woo.
So we got red, white, and blue right on Jackie's bottom. We are so patriotic. And we are not patriotic like Mr. Donald Trump. I think I'm going to call him a hatriot. If he calls himself a patriot, I call him a hatriot.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, we are patriots. We are not hatriots.
Oh, wow, look at Jackie. Her back is all sweaty.
And that's why I'm wearing red, white, and blue.
And glitter, and you look
lingerie.
Pretty.
You know, so do you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look at this. She's so sweaty.
Even Bernie Sanders would say you're pretty.
I like Bernie Sanders, actually.
You like them all.
That's not all of them.
All right. Well, you like Ikor, right?
Of course. Right? I love Ikor.
And if you're really good, you get to do Bonoboville Communion.
I am good, but I have a trick, too. They might want to do communion for me with my pussy
you have a trick.
Smoke.
We have so much to do.
I'm going to be all right, smoking.
So let's have Ikor step in. She can't stop. We sort of had applause for.
I know because it's look at Jackie's
I
back
know.
Is like
I always
sweat.
Feel bad.
Look at the
this
wetness right here.
This kind of happened a couple weeks ago with
but
Mistress
look at the
Cyan,
wet.
And they had to continue by you know kind of collaborating. Jackie,
I think Jackie just shot a video with Mistress Cyan yesterday.
Go. Lots is going on with Jackie on this
you
show.
Yeah, 10. Susan.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know. So I okay. Thank you. Madam Raven Ray.
Yeah, thank you.
And
you are
I know she wants to go on. And
oh,
on.
Go keep.
Yeah. Well, see, Max, you're telling me to wind it up, but
well,
saying,
while she could do that while we're winding it up, I don't
I'm gonna
mind.
Smoke. Out
okay.
Of my
well, you could do that while we're,
just,
you know,
beautiful.
Smoking out of Dayton's vagina, and also Ikor
oh,
celebrating Ikor's birthday. So Ikor, coming up here. Yeah. Happy birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Happy birthday. Okay. Well, you got to get a microphone. Okay.
Woo. Look at that red boot.
Can you get this hoodie off? It's scaring me.
My God. Yep. Aren't you hot in that Detroit thing? God. Oh, good. It's a snappy. It's a
Detroit.
It's
well,
a breakaway.
It does promote the big movie, Once Upon a Time, in Detroit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Congratulations on that. And good for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And our Ikor is one of the stars. You play the papa.
Turn that fan towards the ladies on the bed.
All right.
To give
and
them
it's
some
your birthday,
air.
Like this week.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I'm a good slave. I just don't want to get cheap.
Celebrating early.
You're celebrating early, which is good, mm-hmm. You know.
It's the weekend of. That's not early. That's on time.
That's on time.
That's exactly on time.
On time, because this is the moment where I'm still churning around in my mother's stomach right now. Like, let me out. It's happening right now. Happening
you're
right
fighting
now.
At this
I'm,
point.
Fighting. I'm fighting at this point. It's happening. I'm pushing out
okay,
like a zip.
Okay, pushing out. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Take
now
your white t-shirt off. You know you want to because you look sexy. You know
oh,
you've
God.
Been working on your... Oh, God.
We're pleading with you. No. We're running out of time.
She's
yeah.
Pulling you out. You might
I
as well
agree.
Do it now.
I second the emotion.
Oh, sure.
We got three ladies.
And the feature guest has third.
Curiosity.
And here we go.
Curiosity.
He has a really nice body.
Oh. Let's have some applause. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm going to say
this
good.
Is the birthday boy. He's keeping in good shape for his birthday.
Well, happy
yes.
Birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to like
tall, dark, and handsome.
A sparkler salute. Right. And
I'm going to give a weed smoke to somebody.
A weed smoke.
I'm going to give my 4th of July contribution.
I don't have it rolled up yet.
I have it already. Oh. I already, I'm prepared.
You are
I'm
so
ready.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's got it prepared.
You are so
it's your
sweet.
Birthday. Relax.
Oh, yes.
Relax.
You can it's your birthday. You can cry if you want
enjoy.
To.
Enjoy.
Right.
Although you might get a spanking.
Not from me.
No. Madam Raven Ray, though, specializes in birthday.
I'm going to be prepared. Oh, wow.
I don't
prepared.
Know whether she does, but I'm assuming she specializes
no
in anything.
I have no problem with
this. I like to be touched on.
Yeah? Touched
I saw
on.
She was touching on Blue over there, so hey, I like touch me.
Well, there's ooh. A lot more that goes into that. Are you wow. Willing to take it all with, you know, the good with the bad?
It depends on how far you're talking about going, you know.
This is some interesting
how good do you want
negotiation.
It to get? How bad can you take it?
How bad can you
know.
Take it?
I just have to
well,
cross
we don't know, and we're not
there.
Doing any gagging, and so we'll, so we'll find out, right? I mean, we'll say, that's too bad. Can't take it that bad.
That's right. Follow Dr. Block's lead.
Right. Okay.
I can get kind of bad. Sorry.
She can be very bad, I've noticed. But
I'm
actually,
part of that.
She's very sensitive. She was very, very. Okay. So
in tune.
I think Dayton is getting ready to do a very sort of patriotic, not hatriotic.
Not hatriotic.
No. Patriotic salute of her pussy. A pussy salute. That's right. And so now we have to keep these sparklers kind of away. We don't want to burn the pussy. But I think the sparklers would be fun. And yeah, you've got the lighter there. And I guess you could have one here. Okay.
Is this a trick on how you can smoke
it? You can hold one. Hold it away from her, though. And, okay, no, we're not ready quite yet. So we're... I'm going to have one, and I guess like you could song. Have one, and
put
I'm going to have
your
one.
Joint in your
I smell it already. Okay, we're going for it.
I thought this was only for Asian girls.
And we're having the
no,
spark.
Careful. I think that's how I said it.
Yeah.
Careful.
Sparkly 4th of July salute to America and all the good that's in America.
Oh, God bless America.
And get
bless
her
or whoever
a light. Here.
Yay. Watch the curtains. The curtains.
Okay. And keep the flames away from the. Not right over her foot. No. She might be a bad girl, but I don't want to burn her. No. Okay.
I'm doing it, so.
She's doing it. She's doing it. And she's doing it well. Yes, sir, E. And ma'am. Yes. And she is smoking. That's right. You got barbecues for your 4th of July? Check out our barbecue right here. We got Dayton Rains barbecuing her pussy with a powerful cavi. You know, and she's a caregiver, so it's okay. You know, I mean, yeah, she's a caregiver.
Smoke it.
And she's smoking hot.
Smoke it.
She is the most smoking hot
4th
of July celebrator. No one wants to smoke it after it's been in your pussy. I believe the birthday boy wants to smoke it after it's been in your pussy. I believe he will take a long and happy hit. So, yes, indeed.
Anybody
else? Oh, we've got some.
I'm sorry. I'm first. Go back yourself.
Oh, look at this. There's all these suckers right there.
It tastes very Dayton-ish.
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 You're kind of Dayton. Dayton.
Dayton.
Could it be rain fresh? Is that like one of those?
That's good.
Rain
good.
Fresh.
Just stand up.
Rain.
You know,
fresh.
I've been told that, but I actually like being.
I love it. I'm in like
who
bonobo heaven right now.
Yes, you may do communion now.
I'm in bonobo heaven
can,
right now.
Can she do communion off of yourself?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. What part? Boobs?
Oh, well, I have no boobs, so that kind of only leaves like two places.
Oh, well.
well, you tell me what you're comfortable with. Can I do your.
You want to do my ass? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shit, I forget where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking to a porn star. You want me to lick your asshole or you want me to, lick your pussy?
I think someone raised
that their might hand. Require some bending, but, you know, you seem flexible.
Whatever you like.
Honey.
Haven't you had your ass worshipped?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love it.
Oh,
like,
me
it's
too.
It's like one of my favorites.
I like it
right.
too.
It's like one
right?
of my favorites.
We are
but
ready
you go anywhere lower
communion.
Than the asshole and they'll kill you.
What you, okay. Oh, like your vagina hole?
Here we go. Here
don't
we go.
Worry.
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
Not you.
Oh, almost out of time.
Not me. See, I got a carte blanche again.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a pass.
She had a pass.
She got a pass. It's like a hall pass.
Panties off?
Oh, there's like two sets.
Ooh. We got beautiful bush and
beautiful
a beautiful
bush.
Pussy. Can we have some applause for the womb in the womb room?
Yes.
The one day I don't shave, right? Awesome.
Still, and it looks good.
Womb in the womb room, brothers and
looks
sisters.
Looks like a fade. You know, you fade the hair. You fade it up. A faded
oh,
hairstyle.
Oh,
so
and
got that fade.
Dayton is Dayton that pussy. She is licking it and
licking
she is
it well.
Having her.
Can I take a selfie?
4th of July. yeah. She can take a selfie.
Goodness.
You, see all right. the, you can see all the lipstick on there too.
Yeah.
All the lipstick
oh, yeah.
is in there.
And she's just preparing the altar, right? Beautiful
Ooh.
Altar.
I'm turned on. It's my birthday.
Yes,
I'm
your birthday.
On.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Don't mind if
Whoa.
I do.
Yeah.
This is like what some people pay like thousands of dollars for a birthday show.
It's like a tattoo.
Yeah, you look like you got your Red Wings tonight.
Right, right in front of you. Okay.
It's Red Wings.
Red Wings, yeah.
Mm. Red Wings.
Delicious.
Beautiful.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Nice.
Oh yeah. Yes, I'm one of the producers here.
I'm
the
oh yeah.
I want to make sure that
the captain.
Make sure the set goes well.
Make sure this goes just right.
Don't want to miss out on anything.
Yes, the captain.
You're all doing a good job. Keep it up.
You made my pink.
Okay, okay, so now Woo. We need
her
to salt it.
Her pussy is a nice pussy, too. It
can,
tastes
can
nice.
Can we have this part sitting down, I guess?
It's beautiful.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, because this
what
is...
What are we doing now?
We're salting,
now?
Salting the altar.
Anybody want to kiss me on the lips?
We're salting...
Yes, please.
But we have to just have this on right. top of the altar because you don't want to get salt in your pussy, I think.
Cameramen.
It's not as bad as sugar.
And camera people, pay attention.
Okay, so here we go. So now... Madam Raven Rains.
No, please, here, we'll just do
I mean,
this.
I said Madam Raven Rains. I already married them.
Move those cameras
like
in there.
Madam Raven Ray and Dayton Rains are doing Bonobo Bell Communion. Salt that thing.
That thing.
Yeah.
How did I not shave today?
Make my
like,
butt
all
sweat.
Fucking day. Yeah, like,
it's okay.
For real.
It looks like on.
It looks so wonderful.
Do I hear an objection?
It's not
like
fake.
Any
like
complaints
nice
in the house?
It's real. It's not fake.
So.
It's a fade hairstyle.
As you can see, this is spontaneous. This is not planned.
It's blend right
but
there.
The best laid plans Ooh. May not get you laid the way you planned.
Yes, you had to season it up first.
In this case,
whoa.
You're getting...
Yes.
Orally laid.
Mm-mm. How does that feel, baby?
Huh? What?
How does that feel?
I'm sorry, you're talking?
You just got laid.
All right.
On the Dr. Susan Block Show.
She's laughing out there.
By Altar Girl, Dayton Rains. For Birthday Boy.
Yeah, happy
Igor
birthday to you.
The Wolf. Yeah, this is one of those girl-girl things you're getting here, right?
I'm
yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Right, right?
No
except they're
here.
Not really doing it for you, which
no
just makes
here.
It even better. They really want to do it. You
exactly.
just happen to be having a birthday, you lucky dick.
Exactly.
Woo!
Ah, that was nice. Do I? Yes, yes, here we are. Oh, you want to lay your head in my lap. Okay. Lay your head in my lap. Where am I putting my... Oh. She's moving my hips forward. And now we're going to put the sunglasses over your eyes so that we have no accident.
Right.
And this over your nose. And now... hold her down. Yeah, yeah. You can hold
her. I got her. Oops.
You're spilling all over me. But you're so beautiful. I don't care.
Just take that. Leave that at balance.
And there she goes. Dayton Rains drinks it all down.
Ow!
No, she definitely took it off.
Good to the last drop. And she's so patriotic. She's got
my slave to lick it off?
Stars in her eyes. What?
So do you want my slave to lick it
do
off?
Do I want your slave to lick it off of my knee?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Making that happen.
I don't know. That's kind of
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's see this,
agreed.
Huh?
I don't know if he deserves that.
Oh, Dom.
I don't think he does that. I just didn't want it on your knee anymore.
Right. Right, that's
well,
true.
You wiped it off now.
Yeah, you just wiped it off on your hand, and you wiped it on your leg. You're such
I
a
totally
sweetheart.
So I love you.
Aw, I love you too, Madam Raven
She's
Ray.
Sweet.
She is.
She's
I'll let him have a lift.
Ooh, she's going to let you lick her leg.
Oh, let me move out of the way.
Are you going to be a thankful little slave?
Right here only.
Yeah.
It's where your
Are you
mistress
gonna fix my mistake?
Wiped it. She made a mistake. And
yeah, I made
dripped
a mistake.
On.
It's your job to fix it. It's a good boy. Don't go too high.
Yeah, right. Okay,
you don't deserve
that's
that.
Good. Freedom and restraint!
You're welcome, good boy.
He said thank you. Ooh. Can we put this on his head?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, let's
here,
put that
wear
on
this.
His head.
You put it on. I'm not going to put it on your head. You put it on your fucking head.
You put it on his head. Okay. And he should sort of, yeah. Maybe turn around.
Sideways.
Turn around.
Yep. Lower. Good boy.
And up with the head in this case, right?
I'm all salty.
Oh, you're all salty. You're beautiful. That's why we call it smoked, you know. Anyway. This is the barbecue holiday. That's right. Celebrating America's permawar barbecues.
But definitely barbecued today.
You got barbecued. Oh, you barbecued.
No, I barbecued.
What did you barbecue?
We barbecued chicken and steak and ribs. Mm. Oh, yeah. No, I love ribs.
But we ate your
pussy
meat.
Oh, yes.
Raw.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so I think we're winding up the show right now, right? So I want to thank Ikor the Wolf, unless you have a short birthday song, like 30 seconds.
You want to sing a birthday song?
Do you have 30-second birthday song for yourself?
Sing yourself a birthday song. Happy
That's
birthday.
Okay, he can't do that. So he needs to get a spanking. That's right. We forgot. He just needs to get a quick. Yeah. He didn't get a spanking. Right. We can't miss this. This is Ikor's birthday. He can't fucking come up with a song that's, you know. So he needs to have a birthday punishment.
You're going
to
spank him?
Yeah.
Bend over.
He's willing to do it for the touch and, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she's hot and she's not even, she doesn't even have panties on. No, that's, wow, huh?
You got to bend over.
Doing it without
pants.
You
have fucking jeans on.
I'm about to get what?
That's a lot of clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Salt.
Max,
you
what do you do to
shoulder?
Me, Max?
Oh, right.
Look, you gotta put it
watch out.
We're going to just.
Here she comes.
Clean this up.
Okay, where is my.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, that one. You know
actually,
it.
I
am trying to be nice. Okay, here.
Okay, so now we have him recorded because he can sing, but it being his birthday, he really can't.
I'm grown.
And this has a bunch of salt in it. So maybe it should go to the bar.
We're gonna do 30 and call it good.
And then you can come back. We'll bring that to the bar because it has a big bunch of salt. Thank you. All right. And now, Ikor.
That's 30 right there. She making my ass jump, too.
No, this is the warm-up. Whoa.
Hey, that's why I'm not going to take 30 of these. I can't take 30 of these. I'm not taking 30 of these.
Okay.
Max, it ain't that much time left.
We have limits.
We're out of time almost.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I wasn't born in the 1700s. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wow, she did
all
it.
Right.
Let's hear it for birthday boy, Ikor. And
take pain.
Madam Raven
take
pain. Ray. Yes.
My first thing right there. And about
Miss America right here.
Love it.
Miss America, part Native American, some Cherokee, something like that.
Keep that going, Adam, Ava.
Okay, some Sicilian.
Keep that going, Abe.
All right, so we're going to wind up the show. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Madam Raven Ray, she has two Twitter accounts.
Look,
count them.
Shake that thing.
And she's sexy Madam Raven Ray.
Yeah, she
and
is
sexy
just beautiful.
Raven Ray and Ooh. Madam Raven Ray. You know, you'll find her.
Yeah.
Mm. Raven Ray.
Raven
that's R A V E N R A E. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Smacking up a
thank
storm.
You. I fucking love it.
Fire cracking. Crop smacking.
Got my ass stinging right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. You know?
Can
well,
you
had the
again?
Freedom
my ass is
to
stinging
go away.
Right now.
You had the freedom to say stop. You said you didn't think you could take it, but
that's
then you
it.
Did. Yeah.
I
how
like
does your ass feel now?
Me.
She and look at her.
She is on the way.
You know, it's a kind of a bonobo thing sometimes as a guy to just kind of take it from a woman. Sometimes. You know, and there's different levels of
taking.
Of taking and accepting really? Of this, but there is some level in which you
it's a give and take.
You got to do it. Well, yeah.
This is
well,
the first
you know,
of
let's
life.
Say.
Yeah.
This is a new in my life. This is like something new to me right now. So I'm always open for change. I embrace change. So that was something different and new to me right there. So
that was.
So
you had you ever been spanked
birthday.
Like
thank
that?
You.
Never.
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 Well, that's we had when I was in elementary school and my coaches, when we did something wrong with the coaches were paddleless and the teachers were paddleless.
Oh,
but that was years
corporal
ago.
Corporal punishment.
That was years ago.
Well, that's wrong. I do not believe in spanking children. I believe in spanking consenting adults.
I got paddled too with
you
a
know.
Wooden spoon and a belt.
Aww.
Oh.
With a
e!
Metal outline,
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and here's the funny thing about spanking. People who were spanked as kids enjoy it, and people who weren't enjoy it. So it's just a fun thing for adults to do. It's like the ass is the seat of pleasure as well as a little bit of pain. And, you know, but don't spank your kids. That turns them into retards.
We're in overtime.
It does. Well, okay.
Don't turn them into me.
It's just that. Studies have shown that kids who are spanked are a few IQ points lower than kids who aren't spanked. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm a 140.
All right.
Though.
And there will be no more argument from the kids who were spanked because you just.
Yeah, but I didn't say nothing. I've been spanked a lot.
And so, no.
But I laughed at them every time.
No, that's child abuse. Do not spank your kids, no matter what my guests say, or my assistants,
or use a fly swatter,
or the birthday
knees.
Boy, or the altar girl. No matter what they say, you can, you know.
But I can honestly say, if I didn't get some of those spankings, I wouldn't be the man that I am today, though.
Well, nobody would be the person they are today if they didn't live every moment of their life.
That was incentive not to get whooped again. Like, you better not do that again.
Most of my colleagues say the same thing.
Well. You know. There's a lot of bad things that have happened to me that are good for me. It's true. I'm telling the parents not to spank their children for their sake so that you're not a child abuser. Because your children might turn out okay and, you know.
There are different ways of discipline.
Yeah, don't be a fucking child abuser and spank your kids'
there's
little helpless asses.
Yeah.
Okay. Find a consenting adult to do that too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay.
So it's bonobo, you know, even though bonobos, well, they mix it up. We shouldn't do everything bonobos do. So on that confused note, I'm going to say I'm a patriot, not a hatriot. And
right.
I love America, you know, and I love the 4th of July, and I especially love the orgasms for the eyes, the eyegasms that are the fireworks. And so we like to help you out with some fireworks maybe in your life if you need something to help make your sex life more explosive.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. And make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Sparkle. I love you.
Oh, say, can you see?
We had eight.
By the dawn's early light.
I'm not going to try.
I don't know the
that.
Name of that. What's the rest of that song?
And
what happened? Something happened.
Amen and amen.
Some
women.
Ship was still there or a flag or something.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Some kind of fucking flag that was still standing. There were a lot of dead people.
Amen. Hey, women. Glory
to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
Love the ejaculation.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.